Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Suat Bodin, and we're talking about site extensions on Azure websites.
That's right, yes.
Now, I've used Kudu, and I've seen the debug console. We had David Ebbo come and talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Visual Studio Online with Eric Gamma.
That's right.
Those sites
Those are all site extensions.
So yeah, I've used site extensions.
You've been using it, but you don't know it.
Yeah. Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, since David talked about the Kudu already, so let me show you a bit more about some other site extension that Kudu provide.
Cool.
Right? So Kudu is not just debug console, as you know. Mm-hmm. Kudu have Git publishing, right? You have used Git publishing, I assume?
Yep.
So let me show you some other feature that Kudu also provide through a site extension.
Okay.
So let's browse to websites.
So you're in the new Ibiza portal.
Exactly, yes.
This is the new portal.
So we use this exclusively.
Okay.
Pretty much, yeah. So by the way, this site extension is enabled for all your sites. It's not just, I just create one demo extension just for, you know, testing, just for demo purposes.
So I don't have to turn anything on.
No, you don't have to turn anything on. Exactly. When you create Azure website, you not only get just one site, you actually get two sites, right? Mm-hmm. So this is, let me go browse to one of your, so this is your main site.
There's one URL here and there's one URL there.
Exactly, yeah. So this is your main site. This is intended for you to put your application logic, business logic for your user to use.
Uh-huh.
However, you can browse to a site extension of your site by putting SCM.
Why don't we type that?
So, yeah, this one. So the difference is that you put the SCM right in the middle.
Source code manager?
It used to call source control manager, but now we changed it to site control manager because it's no longer just source control manager. It can use to debug manage and do other interesting thing with your sites. So let me browse through just that. Right, yeah. So you can see this is, you land on the default site extension that we have, which is the Kudu site extension.
Oh, it's the default now.
This is the default one.
So before I used to have to write /debug console.
Oh yeah, so no, the Kudu itself provide a bunch of other site extensions, like for the debug console, process explorer that I'm going to show you today, right? But this is like our homepage for our Kudu site extensions.
Okay.
So a little bit about the difference between this site, the SCM site and the normal site. This SCM site is only intended for you, so only you can use it, right? But you might ask me why I didn't need to log in anything, why I didn't get popped up for username password. The fact that this site is supporting single sign-on. Since I already signed on the portal with myself, then when I browse to the SCM site, it gets automatically signed on.
Okay, so when I've accessed this by typing it in manually, it prompted me for my Git deployment credentials.
No, actually, it's single site user live ID. Yeah, so it redirects you to the login page, and then you're just going to do that. You want to see?
No, I believe you.
Okay, good, yeah. All right, so you can see it here. This is, I'm logging in now. I can sign out if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Good, awesome. So you already see debug console? Where we can learn, we're going to use a debug console to develop the site extension today.
Okay. So we're going to make a site extension.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is the distinction between this site, the SCM site, and the main site. But the similarity is that both of them have access to the same resources, like file system, memory, process C, and everything. Let me show you what I mean by that. So if you go to the process explorer, this is like, think of it like a task manager.
Mm-hmm.
This can view all your processes that landing at this moment. Right, and you can narrow down. For example, I want to see the property of this process. You can see all the, you know, like memory usages, CPU. You can see.
Oh wow! Look at the download memory dump at the bottom.
Oh yeah,
there.
That's right. Yeah, you can download. You can actually do a mini dump. And you, if it is a managed application, you can do GC dump when you debugging object leak and stuff. You can actually kill it. If the process have issue, you can just kill it.
See, this is great because a lot of people, they look at Azure websites and they think, well, I don't want that. I want a virtual machine so I can get
to
access
process,
to
But you can get these things. This is exactly, you get that. Yeah. So you can also see the list of the modules that are being loaded and the handle, you know, like that you are locking so far, number of thread and so on, right? So the handle one is really interesting because you can use it to find out, for example, you get this a lot when the file is in you, the file is being locked by a process. So this handle helped you. So there is this file handle that I use it a lot. For example, certain file being locked, you just type in like, oh, I do a sting match. So you say, oh, who locking the site? So it tell you, oh, WTWP is locking this. And
this
so on.
Process with this PID has
it's
that
locked,
file open.
Exactly. Yeah, something like that. Good. Awesome. And this show all the process. So let's say if I were to open the debug console on another tab, right? Mm-hmm. So this debug console is like a remote command shell that running on the server that let you interact with the, you know, like your process. Mm-hmm. If you look in the process explorer, now you will see that, oh, the CMD, the command shell show up. You can see that? Yeah, so that is your process that representing this debug console, right? Let me show you a little more. For example, if I were to open Notepad, I'm not supposed to open Windows Notepad, but just for demo sake. So if you go to Explorer, you would expect that, oh, I'll see a Notepad right after this. So you can see, like for Node application, you see Node EXE.
And it's a tree.
It's a child, yeah, it's a child process, yeah. And if you kill one, it kills the whole child, you know, and so on. So this is the process Explorer. So this is one of the built-in side extensions, right? And you can, on top of this, you can optionally install the side extension, which is come from the side extension gallery, right? There are a bunch more out of this. So let me show you where the side extension gallery is. So recently, we added a new section called a side extension section here.
Okay, yeah, so zero install.
Exactly, that means I don't have anything installed just
yet. So
the
default one doesn't count?
Exactly, yeah, the default one doesn't count. So this is just the one that comes from the gallery.
All right.
So if you were to click this, so this is where you go into the side extension gallery now. And today we're going to write a little one together. So you click the add, you will see a list of side extension, side extension available on the gallery. This is developed by our community, like you, like anyone that can think that, oh, by the way, I'm coming up with a great idea about something that can benefit any others.
Like I know these guys.
Yeah, yeah. So this is built a minifier for
Yeah.
So to get you you can try a simple side extension like the file counter side extension just to for exercise. So I'm going to install the file counter side extension. And you can read all the license and so on, right? So just click OK. Okay. Just click OK. Now,
and I found that with the side extensions, it took a moment for me to get my brain around what would I do with a side extension.
Yeah.
Like, what exactly would it do? It has full access to the site, though.
Exactly. So it had full access to all the resources. So you can build, for example, I would like to take a memory dump, like the one that one of the dump. So you can go to a process and take a memory dump out of the process. Since you have access to file share, all the log file is sitting there. So a lot of side extension just, you know, try to get this log, analyzing it, you know, give you a prettier view or give you analysis data that your site have issue or something like
so
that.
So it can be diagnostic. But on, like for the example that we saw with Mads Christensen there, they have a minifier, and when you upload an image, they will squish the image.
Exactly, yeah. So the side extension, besides adding all those, the side extension can also modify the application host.config, right? And this is the key part. Think of it like in IIS, you can put a bunch of modules, describe how many modules you have, you know, what is your site, what is your application, what is your virtual directory. Site extension can participate in modification of that application host.config. So a lot of site extension add just one HTTP module there. So to add value to your site, right?
Ah.
To intercept, yeah. So you can
so if
like
I have if I have an existing module, I could tell someone to install this, edit your config, or I could say,
install
we have a site extension.
Exactly, install my site extension, and you get that.
Nice.
Yeah, so exactly.
All right.
So this is the file counter. So it's installed now, and then you can browse to it, right? So this is get you the file counter. It's just exercising, you know, like to count, to access the least file resource and count how many number of file you have. Good. Now, I'm gonna develop one side extension with you today. Let's call it a just Hello World side extension.
Sure.
And you can see what does it take to develop a side extension. So I'm gonna use Kudu, so I'm gonna develop it completely online. So I'm coming here, I'm gonna go to the debug console. Right. So the site extension live in the folder called site extension. You can see there. That's a file counter.
Oh, there it is.
Right. It live there. Right. There are one thing that site extension requires is the application host.xdt. This is where you participate in the application host transform. Right. You put it in there.
Oh, this is an it's a transform file just like the .config.transform files.
The XML document transform. This is the VS Visual Studio introduced this concept.
So when you are in Visual Studio and you right click on a web.config and you say add, you know, debug, you get web.debug.transform.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's the same concept.
Same format.
Yeah, exactly. Same format. So let's look at this. So this guy is a really simple XDT. Oh, by the way, I just click edit button so I can see the content of the file. Mm-hmm. Right, this guy seems to be saying that, oh, for the SCM site, I would like to add one more application called file counter. Right?
Oh, that's why you're transforming the application host.
By adding it.
And right? injecting this in there.
Exactly, yeah. So there is some detail like a parameter here and there, but you know, like there's a documentation fully describe what is this variable mean, what is this value mean, okay. right? But since today we're going to just try a simple one, we're just going to follow just this. So this is just a simple section, just adding the file counter. That's why when you browse, let me copy here, and then when I browse to file counter, wham, then you get this file counter.
See. And that's the default ISPX. Exactly,
yeah. So good, yeah. And that is exactly the default ISPX, yeah. Good. Now, so if I were to write another side extension, I'm going to just try. Before you write it, usually you want to play around with it, test it first. So I'm going to create. I'm going to use the command shell. I'm just going to go up one level. I'm going to just make call simple. Let's assume this is a simple side extension, right? And then I'm just going to go simple side extension there. I'm just going to copy it.
Oh, I see what you're going to do. You're just going to use file counter as a template.
As the starter point, right? Starting point. So I'm just going to do a file counter application. Hold on a second. Let me go do it out there too. File counter. I'm just going to copy application host.xdt to a simple. Right. This is how I get started, right?
No, let's try that again.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. To.
No, dot slash simple.
Ah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I think I might have lost connection, so let me refresh this page. Okay, I'll try again. So the simple. Now this is the application that I just application host.xdt that I just copy.
Right.
So if we're to modify this, of course I don't want to conflict with the file counter. I'm gonna change it to just simple.
Ah, I see.
Right, yeah. And then
is this the right way to make a site extension, or is this just a interesting way to make
this
a site
This is
extension?
One of the simple way to make site extension. If you're familiar with XDT, you can start with your XDT yourself. By the way, when you publish it, later on I'm going to show you how to publish it. This is optional. You know, the XDT, we generate one for you, a simple one like this for you. But if you want to do more complicated thing, like adding a module, do some other app setting and so on, then you might have to start it manually.
Well, let's get Hello World working, and then we'll do another video for an advanced
version. For an advanced one, yeah, good. So this is a simple one. So let me save this. So now I have the application host.exe that I want. Now let's write one of the default ASP. So for example, I'm just gonna do just a simple echo. This is simple extension. And I'm just gonna put it in under default.html.
Yeah, that's
right. So now I have default.html showed up there. Right now I have this site extension now, so I can already test it. So you can go to the site extension. There is this restart button. You just say bam, restart. Because you need to refresh it so that the application host.xdt get affected, you know, like apply to your current site.
Is this actually restarting my site?
Exactly, you are actually restarting your site. Sorry. So now when you restart it, now let's try. So this is the file counter.
So if you say slash simple,
if you do to see simple, we should see hello. Yep, this is simple extension. That's the one that we just put in. Right. So now you can drop ASP.NET application, Node application, PHP application. The site extension is simply a web application. It can be written in any language that you want. Right. I'm just using just a static page, default.html. Good. And then after you're done with this and you satisfy with it, you want to share with the world. How would you do that?
So zip it up.
Huh? Yeah. No, not zip it up.
Thought that would work.
Exactly. No. So if I go here, let me download it down to my local machine, both of them. So I just go to the run, and then I go to debug console. I'll just download the simple. So this is how I download it. So I download the whole thing, the whole zip file.
Oh, so it'll zip it up for
you. It zip it up, zip the whole folder. Right? So we have this download feature.
Nice.
So now you have the two file, you know, now on my local machine. So what I do is that I would just create one more directory called simple. It already exists. It's okay. So I start this thing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just copy and paste it down here. Good. So this is the content that I would like to publish to the world, right? So where do you publish? Have you used NuGet before?
Of course.
You get the site extension gallery. It's actually just a simple NuGet. If you're familiar with NuGet, you can publish.
So which is a zip file.
Exactly.
So I was right.
Exactly. Close. Yeah. So you just NuPack it.
You know, NuPack. Okay.
Exactly. So I'm going to do a simple NuPack. So this is where
hang on. Siteextensions.net.
Yeah.
Is this new?
This is new. This has been gone for like a month or two.
Okay. Yeah. So this is where, this is a gallery of site extensions.
Exactly.
That I can register.
Yeah. Exactly. That you can register. Anyone can sign in, can register, and can publish any site extension. Think of it like a NuGet model where I can publish any NuGet package to the NuGet.org, you know, gallery. So, and to publish it is standard NuGet publishing. So I'm going to just copy some of the, you need a new spec file.
Right, and you can copy one in from somewhere else, or you can say NuGet spec and
exactly,
generate
exactly,
one.
Exactly, yeah. So you know NuGet better than me, actually. So I'm going to just do this. So this is, yeah, I just copy it down to my local, and then I just going to modify this a little bit. So I'm just going to call this thing a simple extension, just use the abbreviation. So this simple extension, and then copy and paste. This is
right, sample. And this is just regular NuGet packaging.
Exactly.
No,
yeah. And then you describe, you know, what the file you need, the two package together. So I'm gonna have just two file, the application host.xdt. By the way, like I said, this is optional, but let's put it in anyway. This one and the default.html. That's it.
Okay.
So now this is like enough for the to publish
NuGet pack.
Exactly. Yeah. So I do NuGet pack. This simple new spec. Then I get the NuGet package. Now I go to the siteextension.net. Right now I'm gonna publish to the world, so I'm just gonna sign in. See, I'm already logged on with my live ID, so I'm just gonna log in. Good.
Cool.
All right. Good. Then you have this, so you can go to the upload site extension here. So you go upload site extension. You say upload.
Yeah.
Browse it. Okay. So I browse this, and then I just go to my demo. Go to my simple, and then just upload this simple extension.
Okay.
I would just say, boom, upload.
And then I assume it's going to then extract it, and it did. You see your
all that detail, and then you ask you to confirm you want to list it or not. Sometimes you want to publish something that you don't want to list it to the world just yet, but this one I would just list it directly. So I just say submit.
Boom.
Boom. Now you have this simple site extension that you publish it. It's version 1.00. It's listed. So now if you go back to the new portal, and if you were to refresh the page, let me refresh the whole portal.
Can anyone put a site extension up there, even a bad guy?
It can. Yeah, it's the same model as NuGet. NuGet can also put, you know, like bad guy can also put bad NuGet extension.
So then you guys will see this and pull it out.
Exactly. So if we get reported, complain about that, hey, this is a malicious, you know, site extension, we pull it out. Right. So good. So now if you were to click add button again, we should start seeing our, voila, this is our simple site extension just showed up. And then if we people, by the way, this is not only seen by you, seen by anyone else. So so you can click it and you can say, yeah, sure, I would like to install this. And then you install it. Then you get the same experience as we just debugged. So we just show up here, success, simple site extension show up here. And then you just bounce to it. So it's the same. So this is a simple extension. So this is a really quick way to develop one. You can develop more sophisticated site extension and so on.
All right. Good. We're learning all about Azure websites and site extensions with Suat here on Azure Friday.